Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news. I'm Stacey.
And I'm Ali.
Hi Al, sorry I didn't introduce you like we normally do.
Usually a little bit more formal, but let's just go formal. Ali, we work for Who.
We do.
We have all the best celebrity news.
It's a fast and loose podcast today. I feel like there is so much going on in the world of celebrity this week that we almost can't keep up.
I'm in mourning. Miley and Liam.
R.I.P.
I'm not okay. I'm not coping. So
I'm not okay either.
There's a lot we need to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about.
Lots of heartbreak.
And we can't forget to talk about drunk Taylor this week as well. My queen, Taylor Swift.
She surprised me. I've never seen her like that.
She is my 2019 mood and I'd love it. Yep. So we'll get all into that next. before we get to all of that, we're just going to give you the bite-sized news headlines to get you up to speed fast.
Yes.
Hollywood's most progressive uncoupled couple, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, have been snapped enjoying a double date in the Hamptons with their significant others. While Gwyneth and Brad Fulchek will celebrate their one-year wedding anniversary, the outing has seemingly confirmed that Chris and actress Dakota Johnson are still an item despite the rumours that they'd split.
I'm so happy about that.
I'm so happy.
I just want to be, I just love that foursome.
It's so strange and so amazing. We can't get enough of them.
Yeah, I know.
And you can check out the pics in Who this week.
Yes. You want to see those pictures.
They're great.
The Good Place star and queen of the internet, Jameela Jamil, has once again used her platform for good, posting a close-up of her back fat to, in quotes, back fat, to her, I'm not saying it's back fat, to her social media accounts, which she requested to be left unedited in a billboard advertising the show's final season.
I love Jameela.
I know. Yeah. Her series called I Weigh is some, you just need to check it out if you
She's
haven't seen
best.
It.
And we all have back fat.
Everybody does. You move in the wrong way or you're just sitting. It's just there.
It's just there.
Own it.
It's our friend. Yeah. We love it. So
keeping you warm.
Yeah, it's great. And true to form, Kylie Jenner's 22nd birthday has been quite the spectacle. Not only did her boyfriend Travis Scott gift her a custom-made diamond necklace featuring her cosmetics company logo, but she spent the day on board a $370 million super yacht. Oh. Yes, that figure is correct. Off the Amalfi Coast, which costs a casual $1.77 million to rent for just 1 week.
She's a billionaire.
She is too much. She's a lot. She is a lot. But the best part of her whole birthday was her dad, Caitlyn Jenner, also put her foot in it once again by accidentally posting a photo of a young Kendall to Instagram as part of the birthday wishes to Kylie.
It's my favourite.
Such a classic Caitlyn Jenner move.
It's good for the other kids because I know that they are all blame and pinpoint Kris Jenner for Kylie being the favourite.
Yes.
So this is just a good little, reality check for Kylie.
Kylie's not that special.
There's Kendall. It's not you, but happy birthday anyway.
Yeah, love it.
Irina Shayk has reportedly been approached to pen a tell-all about her split from Bradley Cooper. Rumour has it a number of publishing houses have offered the scorned model the big bucks for her side of the story. Watch out, Lady Gaga. Ooh, I would read that.
I would read that. Yes.
Please.
And Pink has put any rumours of her marriage being in crisis to an end by posting an emotional letter she received from husband Kerry Hart on Instagram. After recent pictures revealed the couple fighting, Kerry sent his wife a bunch of flowers and told her, "I'm so proud of the person you are. You've pulled off the impossible," following the end of her European tour. Mm. So cute. Love them.
So cute.
Everyone fights. It's normal.
Oh, God. It's the most normal thing ever. If you didn't, that's weird.
Yeah.
So this is one that I think we'll hear more about as the days and weeks go on, but Katy Perry has been accused of sexual harassment by actor-model Josh Kloss, who starred in the pop singer's Teenage Dream music video that came out in 2010. He claims the star embarrassed him when she exposed his genitals at a party. A bit weird.
Yeah.
I don't think Katy's said anything yet, so...
No, we'll watch this space.
We'll watch this space.
Yeah. And it seems that Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall's feud isn't going away anytime soon. And I just quietly live for it. Kim has accused her Sex and the City co-stars of bullying her into filming the second film in the franchise. She told The Guardian, "I couldn't understand why they wouldn't just replace me with another actress instead of wasting time bullying. No means no."
Oh my God.
Ouch.
I don't think this is ever going to die, this feud.
No, every time we think it's over, yeah, one of them will talk about it again.
Yeah.
It's so great.
It's so great, but so just awkward. I feel like, you know, when someone's fighting in front of you or you're like watching, I don't know.
Yeah, it is like watching a car crash.
I want to look, but I don't, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess it is a shame that at the end of such an awesome show and groundbreaking show for the time that these women are kind of still feuding, which I shouldn't say it's great. That was awful.
No, but hey, we live for the drama.
Yeah,
anyone who says they don't like it
is lying. Yeah.
And lastly, in an exclusive chat with Who Magazine, go us, Brittany Hockley from Nick Cummins' infamous season of The Bachelor has revealed she quite likes new batchy Dr. Matt Agnew. Me too.
I know someone else likes him quite a lot.
Yeah, me. Calling him a hot nerd and said she'd be open to becoming the next Bachelorette, which is a great idea.
It would be great. Definitely.
Brittany for
that.
Bachelorette.
They could bring Nick in as an intruder.
Oh my God. It's, yeah.
Maybe
they have
he's
to make
ready
that
now.
Happen. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. Definitely not.
Yep. So we mentioned the breakup of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth at the beginning of the podcast.
Yep.
Now we're going to take a deeper look into what's gone on and what happened.
Yeah, and their very messy history.
You know, personally, my world was turned upside down on the weekend when the reports emerged that they were splitting only after 7 months of being married. They were together for so long, and obviously they broke up for a few years in between their 10-year relationship.
Yeah.
As you do, they were very young when they met. They decided to get married in December, on December 23rd last year. And now it's August. I guess the news emerged on August 10th or something like that.
Yeah.
And 7 months.
And they have been through so much together. Like their house in Malibu burnt down last year. And it really seemed
that spurred
like,
on the wedding.
Yeah. And it seemed like once they got married, okay, they're really serious about this and they're solid. But it's really heartbreaking
and
that it's ended so quickly.
It's so sad. The things that they said about each other when they got married and when they released the photos and, you know, all of the things their family said about their union and their love. I was so touched by all of that.
Yeah.
I think everybody was. And we watched them grow up together.
Yeah, exactly. She was only 16 when they started dating after the last song came out in 2009.
Yeah, it's crazy because obviously she's 26 now, so that's just maths.
Yeah.
but tell me more about, I mean, let's break it down.
For all the world knew, Miley and Liam were still madly in love and happy as ever. Mm. He's been spotted in Byron Bay with Chris Hemsworth,
which is
his
normal.
Brother.
He pops
is
down.
Normal. Yeah. He comes back here all the time.
Yeah. Loves to surf with his bro.
Yeah, and it was Chris's birthday last week as well, so that kind of made sense.
Yeah.
But then photos started emerging of Miley and her friend Caitlin Carter, who, for anyone who doesn't know, is Brody Jenner's ex-wife as of last week.
Yeah, so a week – so last on Saturday, August 10th, is when Miley and Liam, the reports emerged of their split.
Yeah.
But the previous Saturday, I guess August 3rd, Brody Jenner and Caitlin said – announced in a statement that they were splitting up as well. They had been married for maybe, a year or so.
Yeah.
But they had been together for about 6 years, I think, as well. So that was a shock too.
Yeah.
Although actually not from watching The Hills. If you've seen the newest Hills, The Hills, New Beginnings – I've only seen the first episode of that, but Brody and Caitlin's marriage looked unconventional
Rocky.
And weird, to say the least. So anyway.
Yeah, so then these photos emerged of Miley and Caitlin obviously looking very
flaunting
close.
Flaunting around Italy.
They're on a boat off the Amalfi Coast, probably next to Kylie Jenner's boat, and just kissing each other and holding hands and looking very affectionate.
Close. Yep.
Then Miley's rep was forced to confirm that they had chosen to go their separate ways and that they'd still be co-parenting all their animals together, that they'd been separated. And now the story's just started to unfold from there.
Because then Miley went on to release some Instagram pics with captions talking about, you know, she referenced her song The Climb, which was good for her, but she used that as a metaphor for life and evolution and how things and people change.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, not so subtle, obviously, in relation to their breakup, Miley and Liam's breakup. And then Daily Mail, as they do.
God love the Daily Mail.
They've creeped on Liam in Byron Bay and released some photos of him looking really sad and
in a yogurt shop. Lonely. Not even yogurt could cheer him up.
Not even yogurt. Looked very sad. But then they released that he had said, made a comment, something about,
You don't understand what it's like for me. Yeah.
Something along those lines. That then prompted him to release his own statement on Instagram with a sunset.
Of course. And he said, Miley and confirming. I have recently separated and I wish her nothing but health and happiness going forward. Yeah. So he's being very mature about it and taking the high road.
Oh, it's just a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. But hopefully, I mean, they have split up and got back together before. That's we never know thinking. What could happen.
Yeah, and actually friends are saying if you pick up the newest Who magazine, Miley and Liam are on the cover. If you pick that up, you'll see all of the comments. There's some comments in there from close friends that believe they probably will get back together.
Yeah. So they clearly have a very strong connection. Yeah, so who knows?
I know. It must be – I can't imagine what it would be like to go through a breakup in the public with everybody watching and following you and all of that. So, you know, the last time they were spotted together though was early July. So it's only mid-August now.
Yeah.
It's not like it's been months and months and months that they haven't been seen together. So who knows?
Who knows? Good luck to them. Okay, and closeted Swifties need to clear their schedules because our girl Taylor Swift is making headlines again. Don't pretend that you don't love her. Everyone loves her even if they hate her.
You love one song at least.
Yeah, exactly. She's great. Yeah. And there is so much to unpack with her this week. So obviously if you've seen the headlines about the hashtag drunk Taylor, we will get into that. But we'll just start at the beginning. So it has been such a busy week for her. Yeah. So she's appearing on the cover. Year. Yeah, busy year, busy life.
Yeah.
But this week in particular, she's appearing on the September issue of Vogue. Mm-hmm. And she's spoken about her beef with Katy Perry. And Kanye West, that just doesn't seem to go away. But it was really sad. She was saying, you know, I don't think many people understand what it's like to have millions of people hate you at once.
Loudly
at once and tell you that they hate you. So she really has gone through a tough time. But she said she's poured that into the next album that she's doing, which is out at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And then she was at the Teen Choice Awards as well in the same week and accepted the Icon Awards, the first time they've ever given it to someone. And same thing, classic Taylor. She was kind of encouraging teens to not feel like they need to be perfect and that, you know, everyone makes mistakes and that you can move on.
It's a lesson she's had to learn herself.
Yeah, exactly. And she's made those mistakes in front of a big, big audience. Mm. So that was just great to see her be really real and normal about that.
Mm.
And then she obviously teased, as she always does, that her
next
new single is coming out.
Yes.
And then her album by the same name, it's called Lover, will be out August 16th. So, But then our favourite part of her is after the award show, she went and had a great old time.
Celebrating.
Celebrating her award. Which was a giant surfboard with her three cats on it, which is just heaven. But they went out celebrating and videos started to emerge with this hashtag drunk Taylor.
Yeah.
I've heard dancing around to her own song. It's so great. But
hey, who wouldn't?
Exactly. She's just won an Icon Award.
Yeah.
She's probably had a few drinks. Maybe she hasn't. Maybe she's just high on life. But
who knows?
She was dancing exactly how I dance. Yeah. That was actual footage of me out on a Friday night. So I'm with her on this.
Props to her. But I think I love this side of Taylor. Yeah. I mean, I think she's incredibly calculated and I think every move she makes is planned and so incredibly thought out.
Yeah.
Like even in her music video, you know, all of the little Easter eggs that she plants in everything she does has a meaning that leads to something that she's going to promote at the perfect time, at the perfect date,
I would love to see in her house. Yeah. I just imagine that she has this big wall chart kind of like a serial killer.
Like a
mapping out
the
where
Claire Danes homeland. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but she would have that crazy board of her, you know, plans. But I think, I would love to be in a strategy meeting with Taylor Swift. I mean, or whatever. I'd just love to be to follow her around for a day. That's a bit weird, but I would love to. But I think the issue, the Vogue interview, I found that so enlightening and I just really I've been up and down with her over the years.
Yeah.
I've loved her music, don't get me wrong.
We all have.
It's just, I mean, when she just didn't own up to some things and she explains why and she just wanted to disappear and she's right. She's allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. She's allowed to do whatever she wants. But I think just being more transparent and saying, I made a mistake and I'm learning and I'm growing, and that people can relate to that. I think that's the hardest part with her, is she's been hard to relate to.
Yeah. Because she just puts on this perfect
and that's,
front a lot.
I don't love that
because
no one is. But she really explained it herself so well, and the writer of the article did such a great job in it just describing everything she's done that we might not know about. And I think she's now using her voice the way she in a way that everybody notices. And I think she copped a lot in the past, even though the article did describe every little thing she's done for the LGBTQ community. Yeah. And even though I think she received heat where she shouldn't at times, and this article just is perfect, is so good, and puts everything out there, and you really see a different side to her. And 29 looks good on her. She's growing.
Yeah.
She's, you know, I can relate to her a lot more than I ever could.
Yep.
And I like that.
Same. Hashtag drunk Taylor.
And then she's drunk in public. Like, more of that. More of that, please. More of that relatable content.
Thanks, Taylor.
Yeah.
So this week we're doing our celebrity must-see recommendations.
Yes.
So last week, you might remember if you listened to the show last week, that we were talking about Dakota Johnson's gap tooth being closed.
R.I.P.
Well, I have another teeth-related obsession this week. And it is Prince George's little toothy, gappy smile.
Yes.
He's lost his front teeth and he's just, I'm obsessed. There's photos of him at the regatta with his parents, and he just looks so cute, and his best friend has matching missing front teeth, and it's just the cutest thing.
Yes.
It's the cutest thing ever.
It's so cute.
So cute. And while we're on Prince George,
yes,
my other obsession that relates to this is Gary Jannetty on Instagram.
I must follow.
You know I talk about this a lot, too much.
He's amazing with what he does.
He's amazing.
Royal meme king.
Yeah, he's a comedian and writer. Mm. He's actually married to Brad Goreski, celebrity stylist.
Yes.
But he does an entire Instagram page as if he is Prince George. And he just puts up photos of Prince George and puts little funny captions with them.
The Prince George persona that we never knew we needed.
And he's sassy and amazing.
It has impacted how I think about Prince George.
Because
I'm like, that's the Prince George that Gary creates is the real Prince George.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely check that out if you haven't already.
Yeah, this Prince George trolls Meghan, Camilla, his own mother, everybody. Yeah. No one is safe.
No one is
with this version of Prince George.
He is sassy and he's ready to take the throne.
If he's not like anything near this kind of Prince George,
so disappointed.
Like, yeah, anyway. Another must see is also in Who magazine this week, Lizzo.
Yes.
The epic queen rapper, singer, musician. She's amazing.
She plays the flute.
She does the flute. If you want to see anyone play the flute, if you've ever thought a flute player is boring, then you haven't seen Lizzo, whip out the flute and own the stage.
Yeah.
She's incredible. And she talks about how she's so good at dancing whilst playing the flute.
Yeah.
She was in a very competitive marching band in high school, college, somewhere. Yeah. And that's taught her everything she knew. She's a queen.
She is. And I just love that she backs herself.
Yes.
Like, she's so confident. It's actually jarring to read because you're not used to women saying, yeah, I'm great at this.
And that was also what I loved about the Taylor Swift interview in Vogue. I'll keep harping on about that. Yeah. That's a must see. Read that.
Read that too.
But she, both of them just own their success. Like, if we were men, it would be totally different.
Yeah.
You know, but they are just so inspirational, so incredible. And everybody should, every woman or every person should just try and steal a bit of that confidence
and
take it into your day.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, that's all from us. It's been a big, wild week in celebrity news.
Yeah, so much to unpack.
Hopefully there won't be any more breakups or heartbreaks next week, but you never know. If they do, it keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening, as always.
Yes, and please make sure that if you are liking the show that you rate, review and subscribe. It really helps boost us in the charts.
Yeah, of course. And
we'll see you next week.
We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.